penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KB and RBP.
They're not here to call. WYRC Mobile, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Name here is Mike. KB8RVP, Kilo Bravo 8, Romeo Victor Papa, here in Fenton.
Hey, Mike, I like the name, that's my name, so I won't forget it. Got your call already, but, you know, the name's alright. I just had to go to Wally World, pick up a couple things back home. Ran out of creamer for my coffee, so I was like, oh no. I normally order this stuff and then pick it up. I went inside the store and I shouldn't have spent more than I was supposed to or wanted to. So, what I spent and got a few bags I could normally raise my kids on for a week, but not anymore.
I've never done the online shopping or picked anything up or had anything delivered, but my wife and I, we used to go to Walmart on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Got the whole place to ourselves, pick any register you want, get in, get out. But we see lots of the Walmart shoppers shopping for people, loading up carts with groceries. So definitely a big thing. Just never tried it. That's our Sunday morning thing. Get the groceries, we're home and got them all put away and start our day by usually 8:30, we're done. Ready to start our day, so it works out pretty good. But I do know what you're talking about. You go in there and buy things that you might not have bought otherwise.
Oh yeah, well that's a given for me. It's no big deal, but it's just like, if I order it in online, okay, it is what it is. I mean, you can add to it, you know, if you think of something, kind of add to the list. But oh well, looks like it's going to be a nice day. I have it now. All these nice days in a row.
Yep, it is what it is. It's a nice, you know, thing that's come along. My parents have used it off and on where they, my dad will order online, mail about Fort Creek, Myers, and Kroger, and you just pull up, bring it out, put it in your trunk, go to the next one, load it up, put it in your trunk, and head home, and then other times he goes in and goes shopping. Looks like a pretty nice day out there. Looks like the air quality is slowly getting a little bit better. Sun's a little bit brighter, a little bit less hazy, so that's definitely a positive. 88
RV. Yeah, real good, Mikey. I don't, we got to go to a 50th anniversary today. I'm not too excited. I wanted to get the lawn mowed, but I guess I'll do that after. No big deal. Or maybe I can sneak it in before. I'm not sure yet. Let's see what happens. All right, I'm about home, so good morning. This is a good week. Take care, Mike. Definitely inquire.
All right, well, hopefully they have a good time. Hopefully they have some good food. I've got an open house planned at 2 o'clock. I got the lawn mowed yesterday. We mow our lawn, the front yard of the neighbor's house next door, and then behind the fence there's an easement for the power company. I've got a small older lawn tractor that I do that with back there. Definitely nice to get it done because they said we might get a little bit of rain tomorrow. Say 73, KB8 RVP.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Sounds like a good time to exit.
for sure. It was perfect timing, definitely. So, how's your day going? How's your morning?
I bet this afternoon will probably be busy for you guys. I'm glad you're, out of there. But yeah, we're doing pretty good here. I sat outside for a few minutes. Really haven't done a whole lot today. Just kind of enjoying the day, kind of kicking back a little bit.
Good stuff. That's right. A little bit of R&R is not bad. Supposed to be pretty warm right now. It's 79, at least that's what the truck's saying, so.
Yeah, I believe it. I think that's what they were saying. We're going to get up in that direction today, so. Well, good. We'll take that. Sunshine, little breeze. Not quite as hazy as we had it with the forest fire smoke,
Yeah,
it's definitely a beautiful day outside.
Yeah. How's you guys been doing with the air quality? I know they've issued the air quality alerts a couple times, so have you guys been handling that?
Pretty much getting what I need to get done outside and coming in. Mom has not been outside any... she walked around outside last weekend a little bit, but no, we've been indoors and the doors closed, so that good air to breathe, good quality air to breathe. How about you guys? You doing okay with it?
It hasn't been bad. I've been at work or been at the house, and a lot of my stuff's indoors, so I haven't really had much outdoor stuff just going on outside of barbecuing. But yeah, we've been good. Just kind of, like you said, just kind of resting and trying not to do too many outdoor activities.
Yeah, it definitely makes it hard there. Like I say, the air quality is not good, especially if you got respiratory issues. It makes it hard to breathe. It's tough enough even when you know, healthy, normal person and the air quality is bad. So it's something. Some of the pictures even of the bridge, I think we saw the Mackinac Bridge, is really... visibility was bad, just like it overshadowed that location.
Yeah, I've seen that picture. That's pretty wild. The bridge is just pretty much covered in the haze and smoke, and it's crazy how bad it is.
Yes, absolutely. I've heard reports of some of these places getting rain, and it's almost like a dirty rain that's falling. It kind of blows your mind there. As you're saying, seeing the pictures there of Mackinac, or having that kind of rain and stuff because of something that's come out of Canada, our western part of Canada at that. That's really something.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought there was some wildfires up in Minnesota. I know they had John Bloom was deployed out there for a little bit, so he has been busy out there. But it just seems like it's been busy with the wildfires already.
Yeah, it has. That's for certain. With the dry, low humidity, dry weather, in fact, Somebody came to Lee and Melissa's door there in Reed City and told them there was smoke coming from behind their yard. Sure enough, there was a fire that had started by their fence, burned up one of their privacy fences. Thankfully, they got it out and got it away from, near the house and that. They say they really have to be cautious with that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. That's crazy. It's just been an interesting year for weather and nature in general. It's just either between the tornadoes, flooding, or fires. It's just been a crazy year, and now we're getting into hurricane season.
And HWCB, yes. With hurricane season now, and I'm listening to reports out of Texas, they got 100-mile-an-hour winds, I think up near Lubbock or Amarillo, and baseball-sized hail. I think there was heavy rain and flooding near Wichita, and these systems just seem to stay over these areas, and they just don't move, and very slow-moving systems. It's like, man alive. Like you say, it's been an interesting weather year.
Yeah, for sure. It has, and I know I've seen a video of a double tornado down in Texas. I thought it was near Lubbock, but I could be wrong. But it was one big tornado, and they had one small tornado. It was like, man, it hammered twice, and it's a crazy, crazy time of the year. Kate, why didn't you?
Yeah, I think I saw that one. That was something, man alive. Right now I'm glad I know we had peak turbulent weather for a little bit here earlier this spring, but man alive. I don't want to wish anybody else that we battered, but man, I hope we just don't want it, don't need it here.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Hang on.
NAWCD, standing up.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm in line to get gas, and everybody's brother's out today, and somebody that wanted to scoot through and. To back up there real quick.
I bet everybody's out today. Probably everybody, hopefully everybody's not heading in your direction up toward Fort Huron area.
Yeah, that's what we got, back roads. Usually I can either do 94 or I'll cut up through the back roads. It's not too bad. Grash is not bad going north.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of good surface streets up in up in your neck of the woods and heading up towards St. Clair County. Like you say, if you can get Grash or I-94, there's always, like I say, the county line and a lot of them. Back road up 69 and some of those. So yeah, everybody's got the same idea, I guess. Head toward the lake area.
Yeah, then when gas is it's like 280 something, everybody's like, cheap gas, we'll get it here.
Yeah, I don't blame them in that regard. My goodness, it's been about a month since we've been out to get gas. I have no idea what it is. I think I paid $2.78 and I got a discount at Kroger last time. Well, we'll see how it works out. Probably have to get it again pretty soon.
and most places it's either 315 or 325. So I'm like, nah, we'll go to BJ's here and pay the member price.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that in that regard. If you get a member price and you get it lower, but I guess everybody else has the same idea. So I guess it's one way or another there. You'll just be able to get it, hopefully.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's busy, but it could definitely be a lot worse. I'll say that. Which I usually try to get gas in the evening or early morning before work, but I didn't feel like going back out last night, and I didn't feel like getting up earlier than I had to this morning, so I'm like, well, I'll get it on the way home.
I don't blame you in that regard. I don't want to get up any earlier than you have to. You've just got some extra south, your normal south traveling there, but then some extra north traveling there. So just one way or another, you got to get some gasoline, but probably as good a time as any.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, again, one moment. Let me get some gas here real quick. I'm going to step out of the car. Kate, why are you?
Copy. NAWCB.
Hey, why are you to NAWCB?
YNU, NAWCB. Well, you filled up. At least you're ready to go.
Yeah, not too bad. From a little under a quarter tank, full, like $38. Not too bad.
No, that's not too bad. I normally don't let my tank get that low, but, when I was working, sometimes, you had to kind of stretch that out for a little bit, so, yeah, I get you, so it's not too bad.
No, I usually don't let it get that low, but we're trying to stretch it out, because I got to do two rides towards Port Huron this week, so I figured, well, we'll see if we can get as far as we can on the original tank of gas and then fill up as close as we can to Port Huron and go from there.
Yeah, that's it. Like I say, you got those extras. I guess that makes it kind of hard there. You kind of try to bust things down a little bit. Driving, I guess, in these days.
Yeah. It worked out pretty well. The last paycheck, I didn't have to gas up the car, so I've had a little bit left over from, I just topped it off, but had more than a normal, and so I just moved that to savings and left it there, and I kind of created extra for this week, so to help out with gas.
Ah, good strategy there. Good strategy indeed. Sometimes you gotta kind of shift things around a little bit, and it all comes out in the wash, I guess. All good.
Yeah, for sure. So, but it'll be all right. It works out, like I said, and it'll be a good trip. Looking forward to the girls' dance tonight, and so they're excited. They're a little nervous, but I think they'll do fine. They're excited, I think, as well. And I told them, make sure you keep practicing, because your practice that'll help kind of calm your nerves, and you'll know what you're doing when you're up there on stage.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm sure the they practiced and they'll do a good job. Sorry that we're not able to go in the circumstances, but definitely we're rooting for them. And I, like I say, I'm sure once they get going, they'll be fine. And so they've got two of these. I take it.
Yeah, they've got one today and then one tomorrow at 4 o'clock both times. And so it works out. One half of Leo's family can see him, and then the other half of Leo's family gets to see him. So when there's no trouble or no issues or anything like that, it's kind of, it works out.
that's good. I'm sure they probably limit how many tickets or how many relatives can come in. So I'm glad in that way that we are able to utilize those.
Yeah, it'll be. It's good. They're excited for the girls, and so they'll get to watch and. It'll be nice.
Good. I'm glad. I hope the performance goes well. I'm sure it will, and I'm sure there'll be others up there that'll be probably just as nervous. And you know, there's always a first time, I guess. So you know, everybody has a first time, and, but I'm sure that. They will do real well.
Yeah, for sure. It was cute. They had their little costumes on Wednesday. They did a recital and a little rehearsal, whatever. And I got to see them in their costumes. And but I've not seen their dance yet, so I haven't seen it quite yet. They've practiced in front of me or anything like that, so it's all brand new to me.
Well, good. That'll be a surprise for you there, Dad, and like you say, you'll get to see it for the first time, how they've practiced their skills, what they're working on, what they need to work on, and absolutely, yeah, you can see what's happening there. Pretty cool.
Hey, Whitey. Yeah, for sure, definitely. Yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited. I'm a little nervous for them, but you know, hey, it's exciting. They worked really hard. I think they're planning on doing dance again here next year, so the money is right, and hopefully we can get them into dance, and they can do it again. They might do tap or something like that. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Oh, okay. So I think this must be the final. The final program there, and then I think they're taking a break, and next fall, I guess, or there's another section in the fall or next year, something like that?
They take the summer off, and they'll start back up, I think, in October. Or November, something like that. It'll be fun for them.
NAWCB. Yeah, I'd like to say, I guess to do that, it's something that be an experience for them. Maybe they'll want to go back. Maybe they'd like to say, do a tap dance or going a little bit further with it. But I like to say, it's a good experience. I know your friends down there in Ohio, I think their daughters are big in, if I'm not mistaken, in the ballet or dance or that kind of thing. So
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it gives them something to do, and, you know, that allows them to have a sport for school and stuff like that. So it kind of gives them a gym qualification type class as well.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. That's definitely, you know, it's just not easy there. Maybe for Tabitha playing those Twister games, aided there and stretching out a little bit for ballet, or who knows. Stella, she seems like she likes all kinds of sports, and I think she'd be a good one for soccer or that kind of thing. But again, kids have all different likes and dislikes and their own personality. So it'll be cool to see what direction they go in.
Yeah, the kids love it. Stella's big into dance. She loves that stuff, and like you said, you know, it just gives them something to do, and it's good for them. It's healthy for them, and it's kind of keeps them moving. And it's busy for us, but it works out, you know.
Yeah, your chauffeuring days have just begun. And just wait, you got there, the three boys there. Mike, he seems like he likes basketball. Does he like any other sports?
He likes basketball, but his favorite is football. He wants to get into football. And the problem is a lot of the places that do offer football, it's on Sunday, and it's like, well, we're not doing Sunday. We draw the line there, and or it's traveling, and you know they're going all over the place, and it's like, no, I'm sorry, we're just not doing that. So he understands, he gets it, you know, and he would rather be in church anyways, or doing something like that. So he gets it. I think now he's looking at getting into code. He wants to write his own program. I was telling him about the repeaters and how hand repeaters, some of them run off code, or there's code involved in some of the stuff, and that kind of perked his interest as well.
Yeah, he definitely seems like he likes anything that involves computers or programming or those types of things, the code. He really excels, with his involvement, in helping you guys out with WinLink and also the app there. I'm definitely, nothing wrong with that. Some get into the physical sports, and some they like it as spectators, but there's other ends, and that's very, very technical, but definitely needed area, by all means.
Yeah, for sure. He's good with it. He's smart. Knows what he's doing, and he's a good thinker. And I think he'd be good at it. I think he'd do a good job in code and computers and stuff like that. So I try to be an encouragement to him and encourage him to to go where excel in what he wants to do, and different things. So we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that is sort of the basics of the subjects, the reading, writing, arithmetic type of things come in, and if we start getting up into algebra and geometry and those others. I think these he's got a lot of knowledge, a lot of smarts in that area, and again, he's a good, knowledgeable people to do codes and programming, computers, that type of stuff. I'm glad to hear he's into that.
Yeah. So he tried to be encouraging to him, and try to give him some food for thought, and some ideas to think about here in life, and try to be there. I guess.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's, what you just said. Just be there for him and encourage as best you can and pray for him and give direction and listen to him and that. And I, definitely a good formula there. NAWBB.
Hey, Wendy. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I feel like with Micah, it's like I'm going into like a different stage of dad. It's like now I'm dad, but it's it's like mentor, type where it's like Zach and Jeremiah. It's like no, I'm still dad. I'm still the boss. It's different. It's like a different stage there.
And you hit it on the head there. That's it. The dad, the mentor, and ultimately the dad friend. That type of thing. Like I say, right now with the little guys, you're definitely dad there. What you got to do, guys, and give them some love and give a little bit of correction there and follow those biblical admonishments there for parents there and training up your kids.
That's right. It's not easy being a parent, but it is a lot of fun. It is definitely rewarding and it's pretty cool it's hard to watch them grow up, but it's pretty cool to watch them grow up, too.
It is, and it is in both answers there. Your ultimate is, you sure don't want them to grow up too quick, but that's the aim and the goal, and so that they can learn to fly on their own, and you're readying them up and preparing them for life ahead. It's hard to see them, as they're getting older and leaving the nest more and more, and they actually still worry about them, but worry about you and your sister and your family and that. But we're proud of you guys as well, what you've done with your lives and direction your family's going.
Thanks. Good examples, and good example. It's fun. I don't know. It's cool being parents. Challenging, but it's cool to see. And it's like I got somebody to get into ham radio and. When I'm at the store, I could be like, "Hey, I gotta buy this radio for Micah."
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of interesting. The generation has to be pretty good, and there are others that are out there like that, and. It's pretty cool. Again, we discussed many times. Good hobby and lots to learn, lots of stuff to take with you and to give to the hobby as well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. It's pretty cool. I know Jeremiah, he's gonna be in the radio soon. He knows that if Dan walks away from his radio, Dan's gonna have his radio, so he picks my radio up and he'll walk over and give it to me, or he'll sit there and like, he didn't want to touch it. And it's like, no, you can't touch Daddy's radio. But he's just fascinated with what's going on with the radio. Why is it talking? Why is this working this way? Or how does this work this way? And so I think he'll get into ham radio too.
He could very well do that. It definitely sounds like something that his father would have done. And I can remember you handed me stuff, and you wanted to touch it, and look it over, and check it out, and listen to it, and ask all kinds of questions sometimes. Lots of fun. You definitely miss those days, but you're definitely off and running and flying with it there.
Yes, indeed. Well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and grab some lunch. I might try to catch a quick nap, see how things go. But you guys have a good afternoon. Enjoy your day. 77 degrees out. And hopefully get to talk with you tomorrow. I'm on a half day tomorrow, so same time tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see how church goes, and we'll see how it goes. Try to be listening tomorrow, but our thoughts will be with you guys, and the prayers. Thanks. I hope the performance goes well today and tomorrow, and glad you're home, and we'll let you head on in, and get about lunchtime here as well. So let's tell everyone hello. Yeah, we'll see how things happen tomorrow. But be safe on the road. 73s and 88. This is NAWCB. We will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. And I totally understand if you get in church and not able to chat. We'll definitely catch up some other time. But either way, you guys enjoy your afternoon. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 and 88 CMM, KYMU. WD8KLL in the mobile.
Yeah, 5INT. Monitoring. INT, good afternoon. This is W2MSU. Good afternoon. Are we doing sirens today? Yes, we are. I want to get a number.
I think that's a wonderful question. There's something on the post for the website says that there's a public service event today, and that they're taking reports through a text onto a phone number, but it said there's no net today. But I'm not hearing a public service event on the channel, so I'm kind of just curious.
Okay, well, I'll take my wheelchair back home then.
Hang on for a second. Let me get you that phone number that they had posted. It's 810-314-7380 is where they'll take text with the status of the siren that you're watching today.
Okay. Okay, I'll get it off the internet. I'm in my wheelchair right now, and I only got one good hand, so I'll get it. I'm over at the bus station right now. I think the one I usually do over here is 51 or 61 or something like that. It's got a Cordis Street address, KM5INT.
Whiskey 2, MSU, understood. If it's simply a lack of people, I wish they had gotten a hold of me because I would have put the darn thing on today. Best of luck to you, W2 MSU.
Okay, sounds good. KM5INT Claire. Claire.
KD8BAX.
PAX, W2MSU.
There was no siren test for Genesee County today?
Yeah, I'm just as confused as you are. Note that's popping up on the website for the sirens saying to text a siren report into 810-314-7380. But the actual, they say there's a public service event going on today. But I don't hear it. So if it's just a matter of nobody being around, I wish they'd have gotten a hold of me. Long story short, nobody is minding the net today.
Okay, I understand, because, yeah, we're sitting out here in Otisville, and we're real close to the county line, and I could hear Lapeers going off, and I could hear the one in Outer Lake and Columbia both, but the ones out here dead silent.
Copy. Yeah, I'm at Siren 59, and this puppy went off today. So I think the county emergency management is conducting the test. It's just that there's nobody home to take any reports.
Okay, because, yeah, I'm on Siren 67, Forest Township, and it did not go off, and it always goes off.
Sounds like a siren report.
All right, I don't want to tie it up. I'll say 73s. Hope to catch you again. It's KD8PAX Don out here in Otisville.
Whiskey 2, Mike Sierra Uniforms. Clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KD8JSR, KD8JSR requesting a radio check. KD8JSR, clear.
KD8JSR, you're loud and clear.
KD8JSR, thank you. I just put a new rig in my mobile here. I'm up between Pinconning and Standish. I just checking it out. Thanks a million, KD8 at JSR Clear.
Very good. KD8DXQ, Bill down here in Canton. What kind of mobile rig did you get?
It's just a Yaesu, I can't remember the number. I just picked the thing up. Anyway, it's adjustable up to 75 watts. So I thought that would be handy being in a mobile.
Well, it shows the audio is great on it. Any mobile-to-mobile communication you have no problem with because it's nice and loud but not overdriven. Very good. Okay, 73s and, yes. Talk to you later, KD8DXQ, clear.
Thanks a lot. I'm kind of guessing. I think it's a 2800R. 2800R. KD8JSR clear. Thank you.
The space in Canton, I figured that you'd want to know. Your audio is very overdriven. So I just thought you'd like to know. W8FU.
You are correct. Thank you very much. I will try to adjust that. I'm just on this little clear RLS and haven't quite gotten the bugs worked out of it yet. So, okay, I will try to turn the audio down.
All righty, yeah, like I said, it's better than, better you know and deal with it than ignore it. So, good luck. If you need another check, let me know. This is W8FU.
W8FU from KD8DXQ.
Give me a moment, I'll be right back. It sounds much better, but give me a minute. Okay, this is W8FU. Are you still there? Sorry about that.
Hey, no problem. I really appreciate the help here. I went down a couple notches on the USB audio, and I'm hoping that helps.
Yeah, it's better. You're still like on, now, before it was almost continuous, now it's just on like peaks. On syllables. I think you could afford to probably come down a few more notches.
Okay, will do. I do have to reboot the entire mechanism after I make the change. But I will do that, and hopefully it sounds like I have to adjust the audio for each. I'm digital, I got it down to where it's correct, and I didn't realize I had to do that on each one. So, appreciate the help. W8FU73 is from KD8DXQ.
Yeah, like I said, it's better now. I'm not hearing the that crunkiness where you're hitting the skirt on continuously. I'm only hearing it on like the peaks, voice peaks. So you're still hot, but better. So you moved in the right direction. So all right, I'll be listening. W8FU.
W8FU from KD8DXQ.
W8FU.
Okay, I went down two more, and I'm holding this quite a ways away from my mouth, too. This is that new from ClearNode, the little, it's like a walkie-talkie, All-Star Link. I'm hoping that's better.
Yeah, I'm still hearing it there. Is that M1KE?
No, it's something similar. This is a clear RLS, SLR, RLS, I believe, from Node Ventures. They make clear node, all Starlink nodes, but this is a portable one, kind of like a walkie-talkie. Basically, it's a walkie-talkie, but for all Star.
Okay, yeah, it's a radioless node, got it, right. A little different than the M1KE, I see it right now. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of his product. Got a little built-in battery, LiPo battery. That's pretty cool. I have seen this. Pretty neat. Still hot. I'm just trying to think this. I've got a clear zero. I'm trying to think. I've never really monkeyed with the audio settings on it. I'm sure it's the same software on your phone. Let me take a look at the software on mine.
Mine is called USB audio.
Yeah, I've never set mine. So I'm looking at the USB audio page here from VoIP. And to VoIP. Which one are you adjusting? I'm guessing your TX Mix A set. TX Mix B set. Oh, that's your A and your B. Right. Okay, so this is basically a simple USB. So you probably want to adjust the 2 VoIP, I think. The 2 VoIP RX Mix, RX Mixer set. Is that the one you're adjusting?
W8FU from KD8DXQ.
Yep, we're here. Did you hear that last one? Are you adjusting the 2 VoIP? Is that the one you're adjusting?
At first I did. At first I took that down from default to 450. I dropped that all the way down to 410. You said that made a difference, but now I tried the upper two, which is a left and a right, or the top two.
Yeah, those top two, the from VoIP, that's going to be, you got two channels. One's not going to probably do anything. The other one's going to be your receive, what you hear. But that 2 VoIP, I'd go much farther. I would set that like 250 and try it. You can always put it back, but I would go, that might be too much, maybe 300. But try it at 300, and then we might say that's too low. But it'll be significant. We could say yes, that's it. I would try 2 VoIP at 300 just to see what it sounds like.
Okay, will do. Hey, thank you so much for helping me out here. I really, really appreciate it. I'll be back in a minute. KD8DXQ.
Okay, no problem. Noon here is Sean, by the way. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, is that any better? This is Bill, KD8DXQ.
Well, let's sit here for a bit. Let's talk. I'm also going to connect up my node to the Lapeer. I notice you're connected to the 50544. I'm going to connect up my clear node to that as well, just to both. But, yeah, let me hear this some more. I didn't notice anything, but I had a few things going on.
Okay. I don't know if I have to wait for you to connect or if you're on another connection right now. But, yeah, I'm holding this. The microphone gain is on low. Apparently you're supposed to hold this like a walkie-talkie. And put it on high if you're going to set it on a desk, but I haven't moved the mic gain off of low. And hopefully I am sounding a little better, at least by now. If you copy me, KD8DXQ.
Yeah, now I'm not hearing any of those over-driven sound at all. Maybe, I mean, if I am, it's very light. I put it this way, I would have never called you on it. I would have never said anything if it sounded like this. You sound much better now than I heard you. What I'm going to do now, though, is I'm on the W8MAC, Mount Clemens repeater, 147-800, node 2877, but I'm over the air to that. I'm going to switch over to my clear node, which connected up to the exact same repeater you are, and do another public check just to be sure. W8F leaving 147.2. Okay, now I'm on my third node. Hold on, let me get rid of the background. This is a, unlike yours, mine is a not a radio list. Mine is a clear zero, and I'm running a analog radio into it. But let me hear you now.
Okay, I have moved off of the front porch because a neighbor decided to start up a motor. This is KD8DXQ, Bill down here in Canton, and hopefully sounding much better.
Okay, I think you can lock that. I think the two VoIP setting is perfect, which would be the how hard you're hitting the network. I think you're pretty good. So that's good. The mic sensitivity shocks me, though. You said you've got it on the lowest setting. Man, I can hear a lot of background noise, and it sounds like your mic's really sensitive. It's not a problem, but I'm amazed that you said it's as low as it can go, and I'm hearing quite a bit of background noise. But you're fine. You know, I at this point now, we're nitpicking.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I happen to have, quite a few, actually, other radios going at the moment. And I was trying to get away from them, but now I've got a motor out on the front porch, so this is quieter than out there now. But anyway, hey, Sean, thank you so very much for helping me with this. I've been kind of afraid to use it because I hear so many people that are so bad, like I must have been earlier, that I can't even talk to them because it hurts my ears. So I really, really appreciate the help. KD8DXQ.
Yeah, to me you sound right about there. I mean, is it absolutely, could you tweak a little more? Maybe, but you're fine. And that raspiness, that overdriven raspiness is gone. So, at this point, you're fine. Don't be ashamed. Get out there, play with it. The biggest thing with these is, if you're new to All-Star in general, the biggest thing is be very careful not to connect to something while you're already connected to something. And the ClearNode software is very good in that you can check a box where it'll automatically disconnect when making a connection. Leave that checked so it'll automatically disconnect you. You do not want to be connecting things together. So I don't know if you're new to All-Star or not, or just new to Clear RLS, but I thought I'd put that out there. All right, real good. Like I said, I think you're golden now, and you can go from there, and no problem, anytime. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here, maybe turn on the Tigers game, and go get myself a pop. Unless there's anything else after yours, W8FU.
Again, thanks for all your time and help. No, I do have that checked, the disconnect before reconnecting. I do know that. I've had the ClearNode for a couple of years, or at least a year. So, yeah, I do know about that. Anyway, thanks again, Sean. Go Tigers, KD8DXQ, clear.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
WEG. Sounds like you're in a bad location. I'm not really making you out now. Did you get that figured out, Jim? N8WEG. Wes, you got a copy on KCHURV?
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
V3GXK monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.